just in time for
the brown chickens.
Yeah, the brown chickens cow. And brown cows.
Everybody knows that they work real hard.
That does mean we're here for End Zone, the SEC.
Bobby Joe sweating in the noonday sun.
We are.
It doesn't really seem like a whole season is here today.
Better right beside
it. No, it really does. It seemed like just yesterday we were saying Todd Gurley was going to win a Heisman and Georgia was going to host the trophy.
He still could win.
No, I doubt it. He might.
Oh, he still could win the Heisman.
Being out?
What about this year?
Oh, he's not winning.
Good. It's not official.
They don't give those out in the pros.
Well, it's not official yet, is what I'm saying.
I mean, it varies, though. I mean, if you would consider Oakland as a college team, then I guess he could get one.
He's not
going
that high.
No. Oh, no. He'll. You know who I actually think will take a shot on him? I think it'll be a team, well, clearly not by the record now, but it's one of those that'll be sneaking around between 25 and 30, like a Saints or somebody that has a pretty good year. Oh, yeah. I think he's first round still.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I think he's going to sneak in. He's going to be like a Bridgewater. Somebody's going to trade back in and go, I'm going to take a shot on this kid because I think his knee's fine.
Right. Yeah, well, fine is subjective. You know, one funny stat before we get started on college.
Sure.
Right now the Falcons are 12th in the draft. They win the division the 21st.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
So, I mean, I've had a sneaking suspicion he's going to go to Atlanta for a while just because of the situation.
Well, you know the way they are with draft picks, which I don't know how much longer this regime is going to be here, and it's something I'm going to attack on the Falcons on a little later on.
Yeah, you probably don't need to have me here for that one because I've got a whole boatload of stuff for you on that because come say, come saw, you know. Should have done this.
Oh,
would,
yeah.
Would have done that.
Well, like I said, I think their days could be numbered. But, as I said, this is End Zone, the SEC. And,
yes.
Of course, the other guarantee, or the other three guarantees in that, is that I am Jeremy York and you are Joe Pym.
Yes, I am. So what's the other guarantee?
That we are going to talk some SEC for at least the next few minutes.
Oh, this is three guarantees. Okay.
Yeah. The three big guarantees, I guess.
All right.
I guess we have to talk about
football.
Yeah.
SEC football.
We do. I said we're trying to do hand signals here, and apparently somebody's calling an Omaha automobile.
Right.
The people in the studio sometimes just...
Last year, my favorite audible in the playoffs, Montana Batman.
I didn't hear that. Wait, I did hear that one. I do remember
it
that
was
one.
When Peyton Manning caught an audible, No. Sean took it up the middle 30 yards in the playoffs. Montana Batman.
About the last time... No, Sean took anything very far, but
it
happens.
That's the way he runs. He's so little, he really takes no guff off anybody, if I can break out a 50s word.
That's true.
Guff.
Florida didn't really, they won big over Eastern Kentucky, but we all know Muschamp's going to leave now, so we'll see where this program's going to go in the near future. Just based off some of the players he has and some of the ones he's going to inherit, whoever takes over, and I've heard everything from Rich Rodriguez to
Chip Kelly.
Yeah, but
which is
no, because Chip Kelly's probably gonna win his division, and if you win a division, why would you leave and go back?
No, and I think that once these guys get to the NFL and they realize that, because when you're in college, recruiting is 365.
Right,
you don't get that off.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah,
and then the pros, you know, you get a little while off. You get a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more scrutiny, but you don't get any time off. So I don't think Chip will be coming back. I've heard a lot about Brian Kelly.
Could happen.
I don't know why he would, because he's going to just have to face the ACC where he is now.
Well, Brady Hoke's going to probably be on the market.
So Mike Smith. I mean, hey, bring him in.
Yeah, why not? You know, Rex Ryan.
No, he's going to be in Atlanta, unfortunately.
I don't know. I keep hearing he's gonna be either Fox or ESPN. But
that's the best thing for him.
It is.
Him and his brother.
Yep.
Because his brother ain't gonna be there next year.
I don't think so either.
Nah.
But like I said, Florida cruised to that victory. They're gonna. I mean, they're bowl eligible now, so you know.
Are they technically
6-4? Oh, you got six, right?
Oh yeah, I was thinking that one. The game against the Vandals was gonna cost them.
South Carolina. Barely over South Alabama, and I say barely because it was 37-12. I'm surprised that South Alabama got that many points, but South Carolina's on such a slide right now. They are also bowl eligible with that particular win.
Yes, they will probably be in Shreveport.
Probably. Probably so.
According to the Kang.
I believe him.
Well, yeah.
He's very rarely wrong.
He knows what he's talking about for sure.
Alabama in a cupcake game over Western Carolina, 48-14.
Yeah.
Just looking at the score, even though I saw part of the game, just looking at the score, I would say that most of the starters were out somewhere in the third. It didn't do any good to pull for Tennessee this week if you were a Georgia fan because Missouri won.
Although, did you watch the game?
No.
I'm sure that...
I was watching... I don't know, probably four or five games at a time, so I didn't see that one.
Well, 29-21 with Tennessee kicking an onside kick. They recovered easily. And somebody felt the need to throw an offside penalty on Tennessee. And I think that a handwritten apology letter has been sent from the SEC officials to Tennessee because nobody was offside.
Well,
because,
I mean, they need to win this week to be bowl eligible. They're 5-6.
Yes. I was thinking bigger picture than that.
Well, as far as Tennessee's concerned, bigger picture than that is that Georgia has to hope Missouri loses this week or they're not playing for an SEC title.
Well, we'll address that in a little while. But
we will.
Because... But yeah, watching that Tennessee game, I had to get some duct tape and put a T on one of my T-shirts. I didn't want to ruin one of my red shirts, but I had a.
You put it on your Cheeto shirt.
On a white shirt. I don't.
Cheeto shirt.
No orange in my.
You don't have a Cheeto.
No orange in my house.
You don't have a Cheeto shirt.
No orange in my house. Other than
back
oranges.
In high school, we all had Cheeto shirts. That way, it was the type of orange when you eat Cheetos. You just wipe your hands on your shirt. You never know it.
That's a great marketing ploy. I never heard that.
Also had a salsa shirt, but
Well,
I seem to never get the tomatoes on me. It was always the peppers and the onions. So, kind of,
right.
I guess I needed to have more of a...
probably the only chunks left.
Right.
Because they purified, or, excuse me.
Oh, we like
pureed.
Chunky.
Yeah. Pureed.
We like chunky salsa, though.
Purified. This is not a holistic podcast.
True. Yeah. Definitely don't want any of those phone calls.
I was fine. Just direct them my way.
Mississippi State... Cruises over Vanderbilt.
Yep, Vanderbilt's back where they should be.
Right. Well, back where they've shown some good signs of life this year.
Mm.
I like some of the things they're doing.
I'm kind of shying away from saying that anymore.
In two years from now or so, they're going to be they'll be bowl eligible in the next couple years anyway. But it
depends on their out of conference schedule.
True.
Because SEC East is way down. I mean, they're lucky to even be in any of these games. Because Tennessee and Florida. Are not going to be as down as they have been.
No, they're gonna bounce back.
And you know where the Cox are going to go, but Cox reached their zenith the past couple of years.
Yeah, I really think the old ball coach has either got to rally them or move on. And either could happen.
I don't think he cares either way.
I don't think he does.
I mean, he cares pride wise,
right.
But
right, it doesn't mean anything to his legacy. His legacy's already cemented.
Yeah, for sure.
Auburn over Samford.
Kind of struggled with Samford at the beginning.
They did. I was able to see the first little part of that. I was it struck me. I was able to see most of the first quarter, and the fact that either team hadn't scored, I was like, okay, well, Auburn's kind of showing us a little bit of weakness here. And then it's like all of a sudden they remembered, oh yeah, we're Auburn, we're supposed to win this game.
Yes. Makes a big difference.
It does. And Arkansas beating Ole Miss, blowing them out.
Yeah, 30-0.
I mean, and Arkansas is now bowl eligible.
They're the only team in the history of college football to shut out two ranked teams back-to-back while they're unranked.
Yep.
Let that be if you ever get on Jeopardy, whoever's listening.
Sports Jeopardy with Dan Patrick. I think they drop every Wednesday on, I don't remember the website.
Yeah, but Ole Miss is back. To where we thought they would be.
Right. And
Arkansas is getting to where we thought they would be.
Yeah, thought they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact they have two SEC wins, that's two more than most people thought they'd have.
Well, shutouts, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Like I said...
You know, that's like the Houston Astros having back-to-back no-hitters. You're kind of like...
Yeah.
Really?
Without Roger Clemens.
Right. Or Andy Pettit. Or Nolan Ryan.
Or
did Andy Ashby pitch for them?
Mike Hampton.
Well, Mike Hampton.
Braves are still paying that guy.
Oh, doubt it. I think he's still. I think Bob Horner's still on the payroll.
He might be.
Or not. And then the last game, Georgia and Charleston Southern.
Yes.
Charleston Southern, who's already bowl eligible, and technically only about a game back from Georgia as far as their records.
Yeah, it's another game this year where Hudson Mason had more touchdowns than incompletions.
Right.
Two out of his last three.
And he's taking shots down the field. I saw a good bit of this game. Now,
honestly, against Auburn, he had three touchdowns dropped.
Yep.
So it really should have been the same against Auburn. But, you know, Chubb came out and did his thing. I think he had eight carries for 113. Might have been one or two more. That 83-yard run was, it's funny how he hits the hole.
Yeah.
Because Gurley hits the hole at full speed, or did hit the hole at full speed.
Chubb does this little, it's not even a stutter, it's a...
I dare you to hit me.
Yeah, it's a, what's that karate word, feint or whatever?
Feint,
whatever, where you kind of throw kind of jump move, like acting as though you're going to go one way to see what everybody's going to do. He sees a reaction, and then boom, right through the hole.
But I believe Chubb's top end is faster than Gurley's top end. He doesn't get to his top end nearly as quick.
I think in a 40-yard dash race.
I'm talking about 60-yard.
Well, I mean, but still, in a 40, I think right towards the end, you'd see probably at the last quarter of it or so, you'd see Chubb edging out.
Yeah, Gurley gets top and speed faster.
Right. Yeah, he's one of those 0-60
maybe
2 seconds.
Maybe it's because his legs are longer.
Where Chubb is just kind of a long distance. Like once he gets going, it's like he finds the turbo button, and you're not going to catch him. Where Gurley's going to beat you out of the gate and make you catch him.
Yeah, and then, you know, Conley had the play of the week as far as the NCAA was concerned. They labeled it play of the week.
Hey, congratulations to him then.
With that diving catch in the end zone.
It was a good catch.
Yeah.
You know, had certain other things not happened in the pros as far as catches were concerned. It would be considered a catch of the week for sure, but you know that's a whole different thing.
Did you see any tweets or retweets of Odell catching the kickoff against Georgia in the end zone?
Mm-mm.
I'll find it for you and send it to you. It's a kind of a precursor, a deja vu almost.
Appetizer.
And almost don't be surprised.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I saw that guy warm up at LSU before. I saw game tape.
Did you see the warm-ups of that game?
Yeah. Oh, he does that all the time. That's what I've told people is when they picked him, I was like, look out for that guy. He is a hell of a playmaker.
Just get rid of the blonde mohawk. Sorry.
Yeah, but three or four Giants have that, actually, I saw.
That was good.
Maybe Eli will get one.
That doesn't make it any less.
I know. Ridiculous.
I won't finish it.
Ridiculous.
No,
that's a good word.
Cocculus.
Unnecessary.
Cocculus.
That'll work too.
To take it from another podcaster.
That'll work too. I would imagine
that's a Corolla word.
I was about to say that was either a Corolla or a Jay Moore word.
No, it was from his days on Loveline.
So all that sets up.
Yeah, that was pretty much, you know, cupcake week, bye week without having a bye week.
Right, which I still think is kind of ridiculous, but it is what it is, and they don't listen to my opinion on it.
Well, you know, you have to play 12 games.
You do. So, I mean, you got to play somebody.
Yeah, you can only schedule so many, or you should only schedule so many hard out of conference.
Right, but that sets up this week, and we'll save the Missouri-Georgia talk, those two games towards the end, because it really matters the most. Of any SEC games going on.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, there's another one that'll factor in. Well, there's another one. That one.
Two.
That one, for sure.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is it if, I believe it's if Alabama wins or Mississippi State loses, then Alabama has the West.
Okay.
And so.
No, not if it's just if Alabama wins.
No, I think it's if Mississippi State loses as well.
No. Alabama beat them head-to-head.
That's what it said on the ticker.
They're wrong. Alabama beat Mississippi State.
No, it's ESPN. They own college football. Instead of the NCAA, it should be ESPN.
Alabama beat Mississippi State head-to-head. So they have the tiebreaker.
That's true.
Sorry.
Well, but I don't think that's... I think that's the second tiebreaker.
That's the first tiebreaker.
Because I know the pros are something different.
So we'll start with Alabama-Auburn.
Yeah.
Alabama has not beat a ranked Auburn team since 2001.
I was going to say four, so I was close.
2001. So this is not a gimme game.
No.
Auburn is...
Now, this isn't last year's game either. Well, I mean, good luck or bad luck or whatever, this is not... You know, these two teams are not the two teams from last year.
No.
They're completely different.
Yes.
So you're not going to get that style game. If you're looking for crazy shenanigans, you should probably flip over to maybe Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Yeah, you know, Amari Cooper got that bruised knee.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's fine. He's going to come back full strength, full speed, you know, 98%. That was really my main concern coming off of last week's game for Alabama. Auburn has a couple key guys out.
Yeah.
A key receiver, a key defensive lineman.
Right.
They're going to be out. But nonetheless, it's still, you know, that's 365 days of hate over there. And
Alabama didn't forget.
Nah, and I bet you they won't be kicking a long field goal if it comes down to it either.
No, they'll
punt it. Because the game was tied.
They'll punt it out of bounds.
The game was tied when they kicked that.
I mean, you're better off throwing a Hail Mary at that point.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Well, and nothing personal to McCarron, because I like a lot of his mechanics and things he does.
Yeah.
As far as his football, I hate to say IQ because he's a smart football player, but as far as his ability to make plays and to change on the fly, I guess, so to say.
Improvise.
That's the word. As far as that, I like is it Sims plays for him now?
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's I like him better. I feel like if it could a one heave all type play,
well,
then he could
back in high school.
Yeah.
So I mean that's kind of ingrained on him. I'm still going to go with Alabama. Not because it's in Alabama; they could be playing in Puerto Rico.
I don't think you take the points there.
Nine and a half. I don't take the points in any of these rivalry games.
No.
At all.
Alabama by 9.5. The only way that happens is if Auburn gets if the bus, all four wheels blow off the bus halfway there.
Yeah, well, and, you know, they're probably a lot of that is dovetailing off the Georgia game where Auburn really had nothing for Georgia.
Right.
And they were held to 7 points by a mediocre Georgia defense.
Well, and the thing about betting lines, and I don't know if we went over it before, but with betting lines, a lot of times whoever sets these lines is also trying to get more action on one side or the other.
Yeah,
so
they want
if
to be 51-49.
Right. You want equal parts on both sides. I don't care if it's the best team and the worst team. You give a line to where people go, I'll take that side. And then as that starts to change the line, you get more action on the other side as well.
They just want to be 51-49 on the winning side. They don't expect to be 100% in
nothing. Oh, no. Especially with this kind of game.
Yeah. I read a funny story today about this game. I'll cut it down to 10 seconds. A man who had been pretty much Alabama his whole life, on his deathbed, I think it was like 95. The day before Auburn played Oregon for the national championship, he was dying, like he had like a minute left. His last two words were, "Go Ducks," when they were playing for the national championship the next day.
I hear you.
And I really it's a Feinbaum article, and I'll forward it to you afterwards. But it was a Feinbaum article just talking about the true ingrained hate from day one.
Well, because a lot of times you don't even get that in a pro level sometimes. There's a couple that one way or the other, but as far as college is, people go to their grave with their team.
Well, the thing is, with Alabama, there is no pro level to let that steam off to.
Right.
There's no pro nothing in Alabama.
Right.
Or pro anything. Of any sort.
Not even
semi-pro. I mean, maybe a semi-pro like the Barnburners or whoever.
The Birmingham Barons, they're AA baseball, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Michael Jordan played for them. That's the only reason I know who they are.
I know who you're talking about. I'm talking to a guy who named his daughter Jordan. So.
After Cameron Jordan, of course.
Nah. Michael Jeffrey.
Space Jam, at least 10 times. I know his name. Nah, you couldn't grow up around this area, especially being a basketball fan like I was, without knowing who Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I still have his jersey around here somewhere.
I wore his jersey the other day.
Really?
For some reason, I don't know why. I think it's because it was laundry day.
Could be.
But, I mean, I didn't tear it off the wall and put it out of picture or anything. It was still hanging up.
Right. It makes it harder to wear it, though, doesn't it? You get those little push pins in you, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree. Auburn's going to lose this one. Alabama's going to win it. And they're going to win the West when they do. which nothing personal to Mississippi State, they've had one hell of a year. If they can keep this up the way they're going, it's going to be real fun in the West.
Right. So is that where we're going next?
Yeah, we might as well, because it's tied to this game.
All right.
They're saying Mississippi State by 2.5, even though they're on the road.
All right.
I think you more than take those points. I think Mississippi State's going to win by more than 2.5.
Okay. I'm going to, might be my first upset pick of the year.
I think so.
I'm going with Ole Miss.
Really?
Based on nothing at all.
Bo Wallace's hair.
No, I'm not going to base it on his hair. I'm just basing it off of Ole Miss.
He needs a head and shoulders commercial.
He'll get one if he gets drafted.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes.
I think he sticks out another year. He's not a senior, is he?
I thought he was.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I don't follow them that closely.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going Ole Miss, other than, based off nothing but my gut.
Okay.
Ole Miss is down. And when you get embarrassed like that, and you kind of tend to bounce back, a la the Georgia Bulldogs.
Right.
Where they bounce back off the way they got embarrassed. Just, you know, specifically speaking, conference-wise. There's really nothing that influences that anyway, other than just a gut feeling.
Well, it's just like when I picked Arkansas a couple weeks back to get their first SEC. I wasn't really basing it on anything except for the fact that it just feels right.
Yeah.
It just, there's something about it just going, you know what, this game's going to get flipped.
Yeah, and I know that Ole Miss has injuries, and they're kind of thin and whatnot, but I really need to research and find out why this is called the Egg Bowl.
I don't really know either. I'm kind of curious. I don't know about the Iron Bowl either, but
I'm sure Iron Bowl is because they bind a lot in Alabama. But
well, now let me put this up then about Mississippi then. I have relatives that
eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah, and live in Mississippi. A lot of them are alumni of Mississippi State, and one in particular travels around the U.S. speaking about poultry. He's like a professor of poultry.
Oh.
So maybe Mississippi is a big poultry state. So the Egg Bowl is like the grand competition between the two big schools.
So they're like deviled eggs, then. I can't stand a deviled egg.
Really?
And I know I'm going to have to smell one tomorrow.
Really?
I hate them.
I'd give them to me, then.
Hey,
I don't eat a ton of them because obvious reasons. But
I'll pull them aside. You can come pick them up Friday. I don't give a dang.
Nah, I don't want them a day later.
Well, that makes sense.
That's not a good...
Well, I did see something for the first time today when I was getting the turducken from the butcher shop in Marietta. There was a shelf with jars of pickled quail eggs.
I've seen this.
I don't like pickles when they're pickled, barely. Let alone...
Quail eggs.
Oh, man, just... Like, good grief. Like, it seemed like an appetite suppressant to me. Like, if you're really on a diet, you want to get
it's
your
like,
day...
It's like, man, I could eat that whole plate of stuff in here. Have a pickled quail egg. You know what? I'm just having some water.
I'm good.
I'm going to have some water.
Go outside and walk around.
Chew a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Good
grief. Yeah, I'm going to go Ole Miss based off nothing, based off no information, anything like that.
I think we're both in agreement that Tennessee's going to beat Vanderbilt. Tennessee's going to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, Tennessee will beat Vanderbilt. It's going to be close, but they will beat them.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, they're going to try to air the ball out, but at this point, Vanderbilt doesn't have a lot.
Yeah.
To lose, so they can easily start fanning out and doing different schemes, trying stuff for next year.
Yeah.
And in the process, they could actually shut down this passing attack.
Well, see, the thing is, Mason doesn't. He's a defensive guy. So he was on a scheme guy, so they're going to dance with him. I think it's going to be close, probably 4.5-point spread either way.
They're saying Tennessee by 17. I'm telling you, not only is Tennessee going to win, but stay the hell away from those points.
Yeah, I don't take
That's
points
ridiculous.
On any of these weekends.
I would,
especially our last game.
If it were Georgia and Charleston Southern like it was last week, even knowing what that could be, I wouldn't take 17 points.
Well, I would have now. But
I don't know. You never know. As soon as you take those points, it ends up a 3-point game.
Yeah.
Stay away from anything above 12, I would say, in a game like
that.
In a game like that.
Yes.
Who you got with Kentucky or Louisville?
I'm going to take Kentucky.
And they're going to be bowl eligible if you're right, but I got Louisville.
Well, Louisville has one of the top defenses in the country. It's the anti-Petrino effect.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to take that guy in any situation for anything. I'll take Kentucky with the outright win, not just to cover, but the outright win.
Yeah, because it's 13 points.
Yeah,
it's 13 for Louisville.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
I don't I've seen Louisville play a little bit. They've got a decent defense. They've got a decent offense.
They are missing Bridgewater.
For sure.
And Minnesota is very happy to have him. I just finished rewatching that game earlier today. That kid's something.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Yeah. He's got small hands, but he'll be all right once they get back indoors.
It's okay. He can have somebody hand him a Whopper Jr.
Huh?
You like Whopper?
I had a Whopper Jr. yesterday.
What do you think right home? But
well, you know, when you get it out of the package, I know I'm getting off on a tangent.
Right.
When you get it out of the, when it's wrapped up, like, oh, this is decent for about 29, decent. But I always check for ketchup and I check for stuff I didn't ask for.
Right.
You open up, and the actual patty,
right,
is about as big around as my big toe, which I have a decent sized big toe for someone under 7 foot.
Big as a coaster would be a good word to use there.
Yes. A water bottle coaster,
right,
not a Stein coaster.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm kind of sour on the Whopper Jr., kind of got my feelings hurt and whatnot.
Not that big.
Yeah, about that big. I should always go with the tried and true chicken and rice.
It's hard to get away from that.
Or chicken and potatoes. I don't know. That's just the way I am. But so we're calling Kentucky the Whopper Jr.?
Sure.
Or the Big King? I think they're the Big King this week. Stoops he's come close, but he hadn't had his signature win of the year.
I mean, I hate that they're. Yeah, I agree with that, and I hate that they're not. I hate that they're not going to be bowl eligible because they need this win to do it. But I just feel like Louisville's going to win the Battle of Kentucky.
Okay.
And we'll go to the. We'll quickly go to the Battle of Florida and South Carolina. We'll start with the Battle of Florida. Is general consensus here? Really, you think the Gators can take this?
This is the full upset mode, Joe.
And does it just have anything to do with how you feel about Winston? I don't know how you feel about Winston.
No, I really don't. He plays how he plays. I really don't care about him pushing refs and stealing crab legs. I don't pick Florida to win. I pick them to cover.
Okay. It's FSU 7.5.
Yeah, which has shrunk since Sunday.
Yeah.
I think it opened at 9.5.
Still.
I only know that because my boss calls me every Monday morning, like, "Oh, Florida State did it again," because he graduated from Florida State.
But they do exist.
Yes,
graduates from Florida State.
Yeah, he did graduate. I didn't ask for verification.
Now, I mean, I know, I'm pretty sure Ron Simmons did of Wrestling Days.
Yeah,
but Butch
Reed's partner.
Yeah.
You didn't think I'd know the other half of Doom?
Of course, we've had that discussion.
How about Sting coming back?
That was great. I missed it because I was watching football, but I went back and rewatched it.
Staring at Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H going, "God, you're old." He can still do it, though.
I have no point of all that. Bring out Ric Flair. Let him take his pants off and rub around his boxes.
And elbow drop random items.
Or drop kick on the... What did he do? He did the elbow drop on that book, right?
Yeah. You will have to see. Back when he was in TNA, the other wrestling association, not WWE. It's a smaller one. He's in the ring with the two guys he was managing at the time, and out steps this guy named Jay Lethal.
Okay.
Little skinny African-American kid.
I was going to say, he sounds like a rapper.
Kind of.
Oh, Jay Lethal, that's a rapper.
I don't really know where he gets the name Lethal, because I've even spoke to him in person, and he never really gave me a response.
Yeah.
I think it was just some random something. But he comes out, and at one point he was doing a Macho Man gimmick, which was kind of funny. He was acting like Macho Man.
Was it before Randy died?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough then.
He got permission to do it because his buddy Kevin Nash said,
"Well,
because he goes, whoa, I'm not doing a macho thing until I don't want to offend him." So Kevin Nash dials up and he goes, "Randy, talk to Jay." And Jay's like, I mean, I wasn't gonna do it. He goes, "No, man, do it." Okay, but I can't remember if it was before or after. But at some point, Lethal comes out, decides to pretty much turn into the Nature Boy on the stage. And every time Flair would say something, Lethal answers him as Flair in his own thing. And at one point, Flair gets mad, flings his jacket off, runs against the ropes, does an elbow drop, knee drops, starts flipping around, doing all the stuff he normally does. Lethal's doing the same thing up on the stage. And it's one of the funniest wrestling bits I've ever seen.
Look at that.
And the rumor has it from some of the inside people I know, Ric Flair had no idea that was going to happen. He knew somebody was going to come out and he was supposed to jaw with him, but that was kind of a last-minute just-go-do-it thing. And afterwards, they thought he was going to be really mad. Instead, he goes straight up to him with a straight face and then looks and goes, "You know, you're really something, kid." And I was like, that's as big a compliment as you can get.
Oh, yeah, from the nature boy.
But,
well, we got off on.
I'm going to. So you think Florida State's going to win, but Florida's going to cover?
Yes. And
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
No,
again.
I think the Gators are going to cover.
That
except Florida State's going to cover.
Oh. You think Florida State's going to win? No, I said Florida State's going to win, Florida's going to cover.
Okay, maybe I misheard you. The Gators will cover.
I could have said it wrong.
But I would not be surprised.
I'm gonna go on and say that in Muschamp's last game, well, no, they'll be in a bowl. In his next to last game, he's going to quash Jameis Winston. I'm going to say the Gators are going to win this.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. That's why I'm going with it.
Because,
I mean, I think the rest of these games are, well, one of them's a coin flip, but the rest of them are pretty easy.
Well, but I only say that because Florida State knows their matchup next weekend.
Right.
So they cannot just devote 3 days to that triple option.
Right.
So one day this week has been devoted to the triple option. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says.
Ridiculous as the triple option is, right now Georgia Tech's running it pretty good.
Yeah, well, it might be a record or they're just leading the nation with 11 straight 200-yard games.
I don't doubt that at all.
Which seems low to me.
That the record's that low?
Well, no, that they're only at 11 straight at 200.
Oh. Well, because last year they had some hiccups that were, it's just...
This is game 12 of.
Well, I guess the start of this year then, they didn't have the right personnel
in the
right place.
So maybe the bowl game they got shut down? I mean, I know Georgia.
Maybe so.
But Georgia was down 20-0 last year, so I'm sure they got 200 yards rushing.
I don't know
who they played in the bowl. It wasn't a great bowl.
I'll have a good buddy of mine. He's a graduate from there. He'll know right off the top of his head in a minute. But, I almost forgot that game.
Oh, that might be your buddy right there.
No. Producer's telling me that's Domino's.
They're here.
Domino's just wanting to know, are you with the big building? No, we're the one beside it. But real quickly, I almost missed this game. LSU, Texas A&M.
LSU.
I agree. South Carolina, Clemson.
I got to keep going. I mean, Dabo hadn't beat. He's 0-5 against Spurrier.
Is he really?
Yeah. I mean, it might be. I mean, I know they're 0-5 in the last
five. Yeah, because I think it's generous that Clemson's ranked in the top 25. So, and it's nothing personal to them. I think they're like a 27.
Oh, have you heard Dabo's going to Florida?
Yeah, I have heard that as well.
I don't believe that.
If he is, he's trying to run from the old ball coach,
okay.
But he's running the wrong way.
It was 25-17 Ole Miss over Tech last year.
Okay.
I'm trying to see the numbers.
But, so you're going to South Carolina?
Yes.
I am as well. Arkansas at Missouri. If Missouri wins, they take the East.
Yes, they do. Missouri's two losses at home this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly losses.
Mm-hmm. To Georgia for one.
And Indiana.
Right.
Which would make it look much more than loss to Georgia.
Right.
Because really what happened against Georgia was just a snowball that turned into an avalanche that really nobody was going to overcome.
Right.
Because you had fumbles returned for TDs, you had Gurley going off, and you just really had... Missouri didn't have a chance that day.
Right.
The Indiana loss, much uglier, because they were winning in the fourth quarter in Indiana.
And then the wheels fell off.
Yes. I hate to keep saying I mean, Arkansas, their last two games, 47-0.
Yeah.
Against
ranked opponents. Yeah. Could they go 3 in a row?
And Missouri is just now ranked.
Do you think they could do it?
Oh, yeah, that's who I picked. Arkansas.
Now, are you doing this with your Georgia hat on or off?
No. This has nothing to do with Georgia.
I think I'm going to agree. And this has,
I don't know what the spread is.
And this has, neither do I. It's not in front of me. They have,
They're waiting because the starter for Arkansas, Allen, the big brother,
yeah.
He got hurt last week.
Yes, he did.
Didn't dress out in the second half.
He took a pretty good spill.
Well, nonetheless, Arkansas's game is not based on quarterback play.
No.
Their O-line is bigger than any O-line in the NFL, weight-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they do have Elegante at left tackle as well. I mean, he's 6'10". He may not be Elegante status, but he's still 6'10".
I remember how big that guy was.
7'7".
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't think he was 7'7". He might have been listed as that.
He was 7'7". He was listed as well. I mean, what can we argue?
Well, because you can list anything.
But he did have painted abs, so I did like that.
Yeah, that was cool, wasn't it? Especially when they rub off, you're like, who's that? But, yeah, I'm going to agree on Arkansas there. And then...
just because Missouri, you know, they struggle with Tennessee. Tennessee's not great. They've turned it around since they found their quarterback. Trust me, I'm glad Georgia didn't have to face that quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
And that dude, he's blistering people. And Tennessee had a chance at the end of that game. It may not appear in the box score, but they were right there. I mean, they did recover the onside kick legally. Got taken away from them. Then they did it again.
Yeah.
But the second time, they were obviously offside. So.
And then the game, as we're closing up shop here, the game we have to talk about.
Which is?
Shortly. The Battle of Georgia. Georgia Tech
and
Georgia.
The Governor's Cup.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes. I don't like the point spread here at all. 14.5 last time I looked.
13 right now.
All
right,
so people have been taking
according to this line.
I've heard 14.5 yesterday, so a lot of people are jumping on Tech, which makes sense to me because I don't like that point spread whatsoever. You know, last year, Georgia got down 20-0 with Todd Gurley. And I know Hudson Mason was also the quarterback.
Correct.
So that's pretty much Todd is the main factor that's not playing in this game.
Right.
I take Georgia to win. I take Tech to run for 350 yards.
I could see that.
At least, you know, maybe 400. And from everything I've heard today, which is funny to me, nobody on Georgia is paying attention to anything going on Friday. And the PA announcer has been instructed not to announce anything that happened Friday.
Okay.
Friday meaning Missouri, Arkansas.
Right.
That's Friday at 2:30.
It is.
So, Georgia is focused on Georgia Tech. They had the good fortune of playing a somewhat option team last week, Charleston Southern. They're not the triple option, but nonetheless, they're option-based.
Right.
And Georgia also handled pretty much a spread option team against Auburn, and by putting Leonard Floyd at the star position and pulling a DB out of that position, I think that made a difference. And I really see that same change being made this year. Georgia winning the game outright, but I don't think about 14.5. If I had to put my turkey money on it, I wouldn't put my turkey money on it.
I really think as far as on the score, it's going to be close.
Yeah, 45-38.
But I very rarely do it, but I'm giving Georgia Tech the nod, and I'm gonna probably get a lot of hate mail for it.
That's fine.
But
I really don't.
It's this game. The way both these teams are playing right now, it really is a coin flip, and I don't know who's gonna win. So I'm just going out on a limb. I'm saying Georgia Tech.
Right, and I'm gonna go back to the quarter second. Tech is not gonna just spend all week on Georgia. They have to spend a day on Georgia State too, because they know they're in that game.
Right.
Georgia's not distracted by facing Alabama or Michigan State.
No.
Because they're not in it.
Right.
But Tech is going to have to spend a couple hours of practice on it. Something to go with that. They're not going to be able to spend 3 days.
Right. It's true. And we'll have to see. I know we'll all be... I'll have to get some updates as I'll be down at the ESU game. Luckily, it won't be too far away. I'll be able to get some good updates. So, Georgia State, even though they lost last week, I actually think they're going to pick up the victory in their last home game.
Well, actually, last week, the Kang picked Arbuckle as one of the players to watch. He picked him as one of the players to watch.
Well, the Kang has a good grasp on things. Thanksgiving to everybody with the holiday coming up.
Eat a lot, go to bed early, wake up, watch the game.
Exactly. But for Mr. Joe Kim, I am Jeremy Miller. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.